Happy Sunday, coaches. This is Whitney with Get the Pancake, a podcast for volleyball coaches. Today, I want to share with you a module from my online video course, which is available through getthepancake.com. The course is called Make Money Coaching Volleyball, and it talks about how to promote yourself, make money, and just run a good private lesson. Now, when I created this course, I thought that there would be a lot of coaches out there like me who are wanting to coach full time and we're looking for opportunities to coach a little more on weeknights and weekends and just make some extra money so that you can coach full time. A few months now after releasing my course, I realized that not everyone is trying to coach full time. So I do want to point out that although my course talks about making money coaching volleyball, that's not the only focus. The course is about running a good private lesson, and if you do that repeatedly, then you are going to make some extra money on the side. But I talk a lot about the different kinds of players that you'll run into, the different parents you'll be working with, how to get yourself started, and also the different kinds of lessons that you can run. The module that I'm going to share with you today is about the 6 different types of lessons that you can run as a volleyball coach who offers private lessons. If this is something you're interested in, there's over 2 hours of video where I describe basically how to get started, different kinds of equipment you need, the apps that you can use. And like I said, I just explain how to run a good private lesson. So after you listen to this, if this is something that you're interested in and think the information would be valuable to you and help you run good lessons, whether you want to make extra money off of it or not, I'll include the link in the show description where you can go and learn more about the course and also sample another video or two just to see what it's all about. As an added bonus, I've included 2 free downloads, which are available on the website for purchase. But since it's related to running private lessons, I went ahead and just included this for free. And with that, I hope you enjoy this sneak peek into my online course.
In this lesson, we're going to discuss the 6 different types of lessons that you can advertise. Sometimes it just isn't enough to say that you run private lessons. I like to categorize my lessons based on different needs at different times of the year. By doing this, I tend to get more yeses when I'm discussing with parents the possibility of doing private lessons. Private lessons just sounds expensive, and they are. We're not going to get around that. But if you can give them a better idea of what they're actually going to be gaining from the private lesson, they'll be interested in learning more without saying no right away. As a side note, when you're promoting yourself, especially in the beginning, you will get a lot of no's and maybes, and that's okay. Keep pushing. If you're doing everything correctly, you might even get to the point where you're turning away lessons because you're too busy. With that, let's talk about the 6 different kinds of lessons you can run. The first one is an all-skills lesson. This is the lesson that you'll run most of the time with younger players who are new to volleyball or new to private lessons. It's a quick review of the basics, so serving, passing, setting, hitting. And these players don't always have a specific position that they play or necessarily a skill that they want to practice, but we're just looking to improve their confidence overall, sort of prime them for signing up for more lessons in the future. You can advertise this year round, especially with the 6th grade and below players. And where I'm from, volleyball isn't even a thing really until 7th grade. So if you're out in the country or in a more rural area, or volleyball just isn't really popular in your area yet, that's okay. You can still get players interested in volleyball, even from 1st grade and up. The youngest player I've ever given a private lesson to was in 4th grade, but I have been contacted by individuals with players who were in 2nd grade. So really, it can happen. You also might get this kind of lesson right before tryout time for 7th graders and 9th graders, because they're going to be getting ready to try out for their school team and they just want a quick review of all the skills. The second kind of lesson is a skills evaluation. Again, this is a review of the basics plus an assessment by you as the coach for guidance on position selection or just general skill level. This is another kind of lesson that you'll run probably only once. If I'm going to run this type of lesson, I like to get background information on the player. That way I can make more informed decisions as we're moving through the lesson. You'll want to know if the player has played a certain position before. Do her teammates play for prominent clubs in the area, or do they have no volleyball experience? What's their coach's background? This will help you properly assess the player and give better feedback to the parent. After you do a skills evaluation, you'll most likely move on to the next 2 types of lessons that we're going to talk about. But first, I want to point out that a really good time to promote this type of lesson is right before tryouts, and also over the summer is a really popular time to do evaluation type lessons. Again, you want to advertise this to players who are entering 7th grade or 9th grade, getting ready for tryouts at their new schools. You want to make it clear that although you are giving feedback that you believe in 100%, you can't guarantee that when that athlete enters the gym with potential future teammates and new coach, that they'll see the same thing. But for the most part, I find it's pretty easy to play someone either front row, back row, or a setter. Don't ever guarantee playing time or making a team, but in my communications with parents, I've never found that that's really an issue. You just let them know that you'll prepare them as best as you can, and then it's up to them to go into tryouts and crush it. I also give some mental tips and tryout tips at the end during my follow-up, and that usually makes players feel a little bit better heading into tryouts. The third type of lesson you can run is specific skill work. This is obviously for when a player is wanting to get better at a certain skill. This will often fall into the basic categories of passing, setting, hitting, and serving. You might also get a couple of blocking lessons, but those will be a little more rare and probably for older players. If you played in college or are particularly good at a certain skill, you can also brand yourself as a setting coach or a hitter's coach. Although this could take away some potential lessons, like if there's a defensive specialist who's searching for a coach to work with, they might see hitting coach and not contact you. But if you have a large enough city to pull athletes from, branding yourself might help you stand out and actually boost your credibility long term. As with most of our lessons, we're really going to promote hard right before tryouts. But another good time to run these types of lessons are early in the school and club volleyball seasons. And that's because players will make a team, end up not starting, and they'll want to earn that starting position. So working with a position coach or working on a certain type of skill might be what they need to boost them into that starting role. You can promote this type of lesson to any age of player, but those who are in 6th grade and below probably won't be interested and probably won't know enough or have enough experience in volleyball to know that they have a certain skill that they need to work on, unless it's something like serving. The fourth type of lesson is position training. Now, this is very closely related to skills training. This is actually one of my favorite kinds of lessons to run, because you can really dive into what it means to be a middle blocker or a setter. Setters don't just set. They also have to play defense, and occasionally they attack. This is when you'll get more into strategy and skills that they use specific to their position. You're going to do a lot of situational learning with this type of lesson. Again, we're advertising before tryouts. I would really push this throughout the club season as well. School ball athletes might not have enough time to really come into lessons except for on the weekends, because school ball literally takes up your life as a student athlete. But club players probably only practice 2 to 3 times a week and might have a day off where they want to come in and learn more about how to play their position more effectively. You want to advertise this to players who are in 7th grade and above, because that's when they're probably going to have a position picked out, or you want to advertise to players who have gone through your skills evaluation lesson, and now you want to start training them in a certain position specifically. I would really shy away from doing this with a player who's in 6th grade or below, just because there's so much learning of the game left to do. So unless you can tell without a doubt that a player is going to be a setter or be a middle hitter or outside hitter, I would keep doing more all skills type lessons with them, or skill specific lessons, just to keep them a little more well-rounded. Because other coaches might judge their skill set differently, and that lowers your credibility if you've been training someone as a middle and then they become a DS at school. The fifth type of lesson you can run is a customized long-term plan. This type of lesson could be all over the place. You'll want to check in with players and parents frequently to make sure that the player is progressing at a level that's satisfactory, and you really don't want to lose a long-term lesson because you started focusing too much on a certain skill that the family just didn't find as valuable as maybe a different skill. Or you don't want to be more in a position training mode and the family wanted more just all skills with every lesson. I always go to these lessons with a couple of different directions in mind, and then I'll check in with the player, check in with the parent, and that will help determine the direction we go in. So an example of something I would say to a player in this type of a lesson would be, "Hey Julie, I thought you did a really good job with setting last week. Do you want to keep working on that? If not, we also have some hitting and blocking stuff I thought we could work on." If you get a long pause or they just don't care, then go ahead and just pick whatever you think would be the better lesson for that player. But oftentimes the players will feel comfortable enough to tell you, oh, I don't want to work on setting anymore. Let's do hitting and blocking. Or, yeah, I really liked setting. Let's do that again. And this will keep them engaged, because if you're running long-term lessons after the first month or two, you're going to sit there thinking, oh my gosh, what are we going to do today? So making sure that you're giving them options is a great way to make sure that they stay engaged as well. The last type of lesson that you can advertise is group lessons. Group lessons are awesome. You can advertise these literally throughout the year, although this is probably the only type of lesson that you're not going to do a lot of right before tryouts. And that's just because players will want a lot of one-on-one attention at that time. And after they've made a team or didn't make a team, that's when they'll be more interested in doing group lessons. You can advertise these to literally anyone, but especially with the younger groups, they tend to have a lot more fun if they're there with a friend and the parents can hang out and talk to each other in the bleachers. We're going to talk a lot more about group lessons next, and I think you're going to want to pay attention.
Thank you so much for listening, coaches. If you're interested in this online video course, just click the link in the description. Remember, you also get some free downloads with the purchase of the course. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you here next Sunday with another episode from the Get the Pancake podcast.